come in and marketing this on us number 341. 341. So we have some out there, a lot of them just said, keep trying to get turned to something about number 47. Number 47. So this bottom, we get this and the paper.
Dearest Heavenly Father, please guide us in our lives that we can, even as in the song there, we can be strong and courageous no matter what happens in our lives, that we can be very thankful for the wonderful world that you have provided, the sunrises and the sunsets every day, and that we can, when we're again, have our lives to live fresh each time. Please forgive us whenever we fail to do what we should. Help guide us to know when we're doing wrong that we can repent and then again work towards being good servants of yours. We pray, dear Father, that you can help those who have ailments, like the Massey family, and that you can help doctors help them to get better. We thank you so very much that we even have myself recovering, and Beth Kane is doing better, and all these others that have been having problems. We thank you for watching over us. Please be with us now as we continue to study your word. Be with Elijah as he presents some more thoughts for us. And help us to keep learning how to serve you each day. Through Jesus we pray. Amen.
Good evening, everybody. Tonight, we're going to look at the topic of survival. Specifically, we'll talk about three aspects that we need to survive. And these will be shelter, safety, and sustenance. It's not all-encompassing, but they're three important things to consider when in a survival situation. And thankfully, we don't have to struggle on a day-to-day basis for these things. But I hear people talk about sometimes about being in a survival mode when they're about their daily lives, when talking about being consumed in work or relationships or other aspects that have getting them to a point where they mean they're just hanging on by a thread or just trying to make it to the next day and don't feel like they can prosper. They just are at a base level of survival. So tonight, I want to look at a few passages to show that Christians shouldn't need to consider getting to this point. Though it be blinding sometimes with cares of the world, the Lord will and has provided every actual need that we might have. So starting with shelter, if you'll turn with me to Psalm 46. Psalm 46, and the first couple passages we'll read will be from the Psalms. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams that whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. This psalm is a powerful collection of verses, bold statements. That's made here. And it still is only the amount of power that God possesses that we can fathom. It's not even all of it. It's just in ways and aspects that's been described in a way for us to understand. And God chooses to use this power for us, too. He uses it to shelter us, strengthen us. As in verse 2, though the very earth be removed, we can remain sheltered, kept in the city of God, kept in the church of Christ, as we've studied from Revelation 21 recently. All the power of physical things, waters roaring, mountains shaking, men warring, nothing can remove our refuge in God. Our God, exalted among the heathen and the earth, who is with us. And along with shelter is our safety. So if you'll turn to Psalm 121. Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from evil, from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. The Lord that made heaven and earth, our Creator, will keep us. verse 3, allowing us to stand strong. And he does not even sleep. He's ever present to every need that we might have. As in verse 7, we're preserved, cared for from all evil in the world. His goodness covers us from everything. He saves our very souls. In verse 8, wherever we are and whenever we are, his safety that is provided has no boundaries. In regards to both safety and sustenance, turn to Psalm 23, if you will. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As our shepherd, in verse 4, he keeps and leads us through any darkness. In the very valley of the shadow of death, no evil can harm us. No fear should befall us because of the safety that he provides. Not only is there the lack of fear and surety of safety, the Lord comforts us on top of that. For sustenance, you see in verse 2, he leads us to green pastures, to still waters. It's not just the bare minimum. It's good provisions, water easy to drink from. So much we shall not want, with all needs that are met in abundance. Finally, if you'll turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, where Paul makes my summarizing points for me, evidenced by his own experience regarding the things that we've looked at tonight. So Philippians chapter 4, and I'll read verses 4 through 13. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. With rejoicing in the Lord, and by prayer and supplication, and through Jesus Christ, we can enjoy the peace of God. Continuing in the things of verse 8, being content no matter the state of our lives, because of all the abundance that is provided for us. All can be done and is done through Christ. In God, through Christ, we don't survive. We prosper and thrive. If you've neglected the provisions of God and wish to repent and receive again His peace, or if you haven't recognized the peace and provisions by God by becoming a Christian, we're willing and able to help you begin that walk by being baptized in Christ. If you would please come forward as we stand and sing.
I'm listening to all my life. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you now very thankful for this day that you've blessed us with. And we thank you for bringing us all here together to study your word, to hear a lesson from it. And we pray that it's all been pleasing in your sight and beneficial to us as well. We pray that we're able to take these thoughts and take them into the world. And continuously shine your light through us so that others might find your Son and the comfort that He's able to bring us with His perfect blood that covers our sins so that we can have a relationship with you. We pray that you be with the babies that are on the way. And we pray that you watch over Sarah and I, and we thank you so much for this family that you've blessed us with here and the support system that we have around us. And we pray that as we leave this place of family and comfort, that we always look to you for what is true and right and how to live our lives. And we pray that you keep us safe as we travel home to our personal homes tonight and help us to meet back here at the next appointed time, if that be your will. And we pray all this through your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.